All right, the latest news out of Apple is that they, in fact, will not have AI integration with their latest iOS update coming out later this month, as they said they were. So they kind of dropped the ball a little bit, it sounds like. Jaden, what have you heard about this?
Yeah, first of all, I am super annoyed, but I think there's a little precedent. I think there's some interesting things going on here. I want to get into all of it. Before we do, we wanted to say today's episode is sponsored by our very own school community. You've heard us talk about it before. We have the AI Hustle school community, where we break down some of our insider tips and tricks. We make custom content and videos and podcasts that we post on that. And we have a really awesome community now of over 80 people. So in the past, we had this set at $50 a month. We decided we're going to lower the price for a handful of early people. So this week only, the price will be $5 a month. After that, we're bumping up the price and it will eventually just get set at $50. Maybe more dollars a month. So if you're interested in joining the community, we have over 80 people already in here. We have custom content. We talk about different side hustles that we do and ways that we make money. We break things down in a way that we don't show anyone anywhere else. And yeah, we'd love for you to join. The link is in the description. It is the AI Hustle school community. Okay, so on to what Apple is doing here. I think this is interesting. They specifically said that they're not going to be releasing Apple Intelligence with their iOS 18 update. So this is kind of the big thing. This is supposed to happen in September. And typically they push all of the things that they announced in their big Apple conference with this update. Now, they said they're not going to release it. And some of the things are going to be rolled out a few weeks later, likely in November. But they don't actually have a firm date, which again, really just annoys me. I hate it when nothing is worse than them like putting a deadline for when you're going to get something and then them kind of pushing it. And then when they push it, being like, well, it might not even be then. Like, who knows when it's going to come? Anyways, whatever. I'll get over it. The big thing that I have a bone to pick with, because like, you know, if it's 3 weeks or a month delayed, it's not the end of the world. The big thing I have a bone to pick with is they said some of the announced Siri Apple Intelligence integration features aren't even going to come out till 2025. So anyways, if you are planning on using Apple Intelligence to completely revolutionize your business, turn this thing into your own personal assistant and, you know, make it run your business for you, I am sad to tell you, you're going to have to wait a little bit. Jamie, does this change any plans for you? Are you scrapping business ideas because your iPhone is no longer going to be able to run the whole business anymore?
I'm not. I think originally they said they were going to release the AI features unless you got the new iPhone, which is the 16, I believe. I'm not falling for that trap anyways, but I will say this, yeah, because I mean, I do have an iPhone, I'll admit, but I'm on my 13 and I'm happy with it still. I'm going to use it until it dies. But with the economy and everything right now, I feel like they need to give people an incentive to buy the new iPhone, because honestly, why would you? Their improvements over the past 5 years, especially, have gotten less and less impressive.
Oh, yeah.
Each new release. This was a big one I was excited about, to be honest, and one that I think would sway a lot of people's opinion to buy the new iPhone. But now that they're not releasing it, it's kind of like, well, what's going to be special about the phone then? That maybe someday it can do AI stuff for you? You know, I don't know. So I think it was kind of a mistake on their part, honestly, especially with the way the economy is right now. I don't see a lot of people buying the new iPhone personally. But
yeah, 100%. If they're like, brand new iPhone, it's pretty much the same as the other iPhones. It doesn't have the new software anymore. Yeah, I know. I've been kind of bummed. I feel like looking at specs of iPhones over the last 5 years, they all feel very similar, very much the same. I have so many bones to pick. I mean, I have an iPhone. So like, you know, I'm whatever. Look at me saying that it's terrible, but using it. So yeah, don't hate me too much. I do have an iPhone. I do enjoy it. The thing, my bones to pick with it is like the big notch or the magic island. There's been Android phones for like 5 years that have completely removed that. They just have the camera behind the pixel. So it's a full screen phone, or even just a small hole punch where just the camera is. I don't know why Apple doesn't do that. Whatever, I'll get over it. I think there's a lot of innovation that they have not done. And now if they're not even moving fast on the software side of things, this kind of bothers me. Now, a lot of people are saying this is because of this new Apple signed this new like White House AI safety pledge thing. And it's kind of interesting. I think this is interesting. The White House essentially came out with this like AI safety pledge, and it's not legislation. It's not saying that tech companies have to follow it, but they're like, but if you want to sign the safety pledge, And it's, so it's kind of like anyone that hasn't signed the safety pledge, it's like, oh, these are like, you know, the irresponsible companies. Anyone that signs that is like the responsible ones, even though you could definitely just sign it and kind of be virtue signaling and probably not, like, there's no legislation. There's no one checking up on you. There's not really anything that you're doing other than saying you're going to be safe. So anyways, I feel like it's sort of lip service at this point, but Apple did sign it. So some people are saying, oh, you know, to be more safe, they're like pushing off their release. Now, what is so interesting to me is it feels like, and I'd be curious your take on this, it feels like there's like this regulators like to see you push off. Like if Apple delays putting out a feature, like an AI feature, consumers are upset, but regulators are happy because they're like, yes, they're making it extra safe. Are they actually, or are they slow and just a bloated company? I don't know. But like regulators like that. And my proof for this is that recently the EU announced they're doing an investigation into OpenAI because they said OpenAI sped up the launch of GPT-4o Mini, which is just like a less powerful but smaller version of their GPT-4o they already had. So I don't really know why they needed extra red teaming or testing on this thing other than it's just a smaller version of what they already had. But they said they put it out too fast because they put it out on a timeline to hit a specific like release date that they were going for. And so like they didn't adequately test it. So regulators in Europe are like going to penalize OpenAI for trying to put out a feature real fast. And so I feel like if you're the company like Apple that's slowing down and like taking extra long, you're going to get in the good grace of the regulators, but consumers are going to probably punish you or be annoyed like I am.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think this is going to be something that causes people to switch, you know, to an Android phone, you know, but
right.
It will prevent them, I think, from buying the new iPhone, which honestly, maybe they don't care that much about it. But I did just look up that the Google Pixel 8 Pro is going to have Gemini Nano on it at some point in the near future. So I think there will be AI on phones, but I don't think Apple will be the first. But yeah, maybe they will do it in a more, you know, secure way. And I guess in a lot of ways, Apple does, their encryption and security does make me feel a little bit more safe about using things like, you know, Apple Pay and stuff like that. So I don't know, man. It's a preference thing, but I think it is disappointing news for sure.
Yeah. And I think so, like people have actually cited specifically saying that the delay is due to Apple needing, trying to comply with the European Union's tech regulations that require compatibility with rival products. So it's sort of like a regulatory thing. We'll see when it comes out. As far as what this thing actually does, though, like let's get over the you know, the wet blanket news that this thing's delayed and why, you know, what does this actually do? How do we think this is actually going to help you in your AI hustles and kind of making money? It does a couple interesting things. So number one, it's going to enhance, it's going to make your iPhone a lot better by generating text, images, and they say other content. You can imagine that like video and audio and all that kind of stuff is coming in the future, perhaps, I don't know, but definitely, you know, text like ChatGPT, images like Midjourney or DALL-E, and they'll be happening right on your phone. Now, like you mentioned, this is only for iPhone 15, iPhone 15 Pro Max. Actually, sorry, not even the iPhone 15, I think, is getting it. It's just the Pro and the Pro Max. And of course, then the iPads and any Macs that have the M1 chip or later. So this is really, they're trying to make this a premium product. And they're doing a bunch of things here where like it has a free subscription to OpenAI's ChatGPT built into it. And there's like a bunch of different things as well. So really, they're trying to make it a premium product. And they're only giving it for the most premium iPhones. It's not even if you get the newest one, it's got to be like the Pros and the Maxes and stuff. So I think this is interesting. I think where this goes eventually is where, like you mentioned, Google's doing with their Android, is like the AI will run directly on the device. People like this for security and privacy reasons. You don't have to send your stuff, your data to the cloud. Apple has honestly sort of a very unclear stance on this. They say it's super secure and they don't share your data with anyone, but actually if you search the internet, it does get shared with OpenAI and it goes to their goes out of the Apple ecosystem and off their servers. So some people are raising red flags about that. Anyways, whatever. I do think this is kind of interesting though, because with some of the demos that we saw when they actually demoed this product, it looks phenomenal as far as Siri and, you know, whenever that happens in 2025, Siri and everything else, be able to do so much more for you. So I think at some point, this thing's going to come out. I think people will be excited when it kind of reaches a point where it's good enough. And I think it might even convince you, Jamie. I know you're stuck in your ways with your iPhone 13 right now, but I think at some point this thing's getting good enough that you're going to want to switch just for the fact of having the Apple intelligence. But I guess time will tell and we'll see if that's actually accurate.
Yeah, I think it's going to be one of those funny things like Samsung with their cameras. You know, people, when the iPhone 13 came out and it had the really nice 3x zoom, and people were like, oh, this is amazing. And then the Samsung people were like, our phones have had this for 5 years. I think it'll be something similar with the AI. Like, once it comes out, it'll be great. But I think, Samsung and Google are definitely going to beat out Apple when it comes to it. Anyhow, if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to leave us a review. We really appreciate it. And also ask us any questions. We try to answer those. The best way to get hold of us is by joining the school community. Remember, $5 a month for a limited time. It will eventually be $50. So be sure to join us over there, and we'll see you next time.